Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's the great Bob Scanlon joining us on our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is the big tall
Scanlon. We're having a meltdown over here.
Himself, Bob Scanlon. Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Save us.
Wow. Good morning, guys. I think I'm doing fine. Long road trip.
Yeah.
Roller coaster road trip. Just trying to get some laundry done and get stuff ready for a series against the Cubs. But it's always great to talk with you guys. How are you?
Well, number one, we really appreciate you. We had a feeling you'd be up at least. You don't seem like a kind of guy that would say, hey, hon, it was a long trip. Wake me up at 11. I don't see Scan sleeping past, you know, 7, really. I just don't see it. I can't wrap my head around it.
Sometimes it feels like there's no sleep at all when spring training starts.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
I mean, I basically say bye to my family, my friends. It's like, okay, spring training starting. I'll see you guys at the end of October.
No doubt.
I mean, sleep in between.
And that was such a long trip. You guys covered a ton of miles, cross country, but it ended on such a good note, Scan. And, you know,
yeah.
A lot of people living and dying with every pitch, with every win, every loss. I'm no different. I'm telling people not to do it, Scan, but I'm absolutely riding that roller coaster. And we have started to see, everybody has started to see, everyone's talking about, there has been a little bit of sunshine through the clouds as far as at least the offense is concerned right now with the San Diego Padres. I know you're seeing it as well.
Yeah, no question about it. And it was, like you, it was a roller coaster road trip, and there were these highs and there were these lows, and ultimately we walk out with this wonderful 10-1 victory at the end. It was a great bow to put on the end of this journey that we were on. It felt like a month long, but ultimately, to your point, flashes of this offense starting to be what everybody has anticipated it could be. And I think it goes beyond just, you look at the final box score, oh yeah, there we go, 10 runs, 11 hits. That's what it's all about. And certainly that's important. But I think Bob Melvin, he touched on it in his post game yesterday. It wasn't just that final result. It was the approach. It was the quality at bats and situational at bats. It was being more aggressive in the zone. And for me, it was not missing mistake pitches that the opposition was making, which I feel like we've seen that over the course of the year where, you know, there's certain guys where, hey, they're mowing and you tip your cap sometimes. But usually there's opportunities within every game where guys are going to make mistakes, and the Padres have not been punishing those mistakes that the opposing pitchers have made as consistently as we would expect out of this type of a talented lineup. So finally on this road trip, we saw moments of that, along with just some special flashes of excellence, right? With Rougned Odor coming up with a big hit when he needed to. Gary Sanchez has 2 home runs since joining the team. So some unexpected sources of some, you know, power and coming up with a big hit when you need it, along with the guys that you expect, like Fernando and Juan, and, you know, guys are starting to heat up. So, yeah, we're seeing it's turning, and I think we all wanted it to, you know, have that one special moment. There it is. There's the bust-out moment, and now we're going to see 10 runs, you know, for the next 2 weeks in a row. I don't necessarily think it's going to be like that, but we're certainly seeing it's starting to thaw out, and we're seeing moments of what we expect this offense to be able to do. Now we just hope that it can start to snowball and be more consistent and hopefully, you know, take that momentum out of this last game and bring it here to Petco Park and do some damage against the Cubs.
No question about it. Talking to the big, tall right-hander himself, Bob Scanlon, here on Ben and Woods. And, you know, earlier in the week, a lot of people on this radio station, ourselves included, we brought up there's a little tiny blurb in one of Kevin Acey's pieces about, hey, listen, you know, there could be some fissures was the word he used in the locker room. And I... you know, I said, hey, let's blow it out of proportion. But there's nothing to blow out of proportion. And you've been in the locker room. Would you be surprised, Bob, if there weren't Fishers in the locker room with as poorly and with the amount of expectations not met so far this season?
Wait a minute. You've got 30 type A personality major league players all in the same room for 162 days.
And they're losing.
And it's, I mean, if you forget that part, even when things are going well, you have stuff going on in a clubhouse, right? I mean, so it's not uncommon and a lot of times these things are blown out of proportion. I've not seen any of that myself personally, so I can't comment. But to your point, obviously, those types of things that exist between human beings can become exaggerated or take on a different level of importance when things are not going well. So it's winning cures all,
yep,
right?
It does.
Everybody feels better. You know, hey, you know what? You pissed me off yesterday, teammate, but we went 10-1, so I'm a little less pissed off at you today. You know, like, we're going to get through this thing. And, hey, way to go. Ultimately, you know, these guys have stuck together, I think, incredibly well over a very tough start because of all the expectations. And it's, you know, the outside expectations and the internal expectations as well, and also personal expectations. And a lot of those have not been met on any level up to this point. So certainly, you know, it's time. It's not only time for the team to start winning games, as Bob and everybody in that clubhouse has acknowledged and admitted and taken accountability for, but I think also from the emotional standpoint, you know, in terms of just how you're feeling coming to the ballpark on a daily basis, you need wins. You need these pockets of feeling good about yourself coming to the ballpark, having positive associations, coming into the clubhouse, coming out of the field, seeing the same faces every single day. And hopefully we're starting to see more of that and we can build some momentum going forward.
Good morning to you, Bob. Sorry I missed the first couple of minutes. Good news, it's not a gusher. It was just a little bit of a trickle, and I've got a tissue stuffed up my left nostril.
He sure does. And it's hard for me. Scan, it's hard for me to look at him and listen to you and take any of this seriously right now with what I'm looking at.
Problem is, I don't know what I missed.
Well, that was the chaos when we brought you on, Scan. Ben, you're calling in, and Ben runs out of the studio, blood coming out of his face.
There's Fishers in here, yeah. Scan, yeah, obviously.
I'm trying to talk to Scan on hold, and Woods doesn't know to just talk on his own. He just sits in silence.
Fisher up my nose at the moment. We're dealing with that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm worried about you guys.
So, Friday. So, I don't know if you addressed it or not already, but I'm very curious. Obviously, with the new broadcasts going on, seems like a stepped-up role for Bob Scanlon, seeing you do kind of a solo post-game show and don't know what tonight's going to look like. We hear they're adding a pregame show for home games as well. How has the last couple of days gone for you with the new MLB-produced telecast, Bob?
Boy, you know, I was talking about changes. Now I'm rattled. I just have this vision of you with tissue up your nose
Don't worry. No one can see me other than our hundreds of YouTube viewers.
It's unreal. It is unreal.
Oh, man, you guys are the best. so big changes, right? And all these changes have all kinds of effect on a lot of different people, you know, large changes, small changes. And I think we're in the midst of something that's historic. I don't think any of us anticipated this possibly happening other than, you know, we knew that at the beginning of the season that this might be a reality, but, you know, here it is. And to MLB and the Padres' credit, they were prepared for it. They were prepared for it earlier. So I think the transition has been about as smooth as we can possibly have it. I mean, thanks to Doug Johnson, the executive producer from MLB, Tim Fryer was our producer, Erica Greer was our director for these first couple of games. And I felt like the transition went about as smoothly as it possibly could. I'm hoping the viewers at home still enjoyed the broadcast. You know, they still got down in mud doing their thing. And credit to MLB and the Padres for helping to make this transition as smooth as possible. Obviously, when you're with a group of people like we've been with Bally's, you know, that's been our team for many years now and very close to a lot of the people there. And unfortunately, you know, there's some people that are going to be affected by this. And that's, you know, my heart goes out to everybody. And, you know, we don't know this is the first round of changes to get through this, bridging this gap. And I'm sure there's going to be more changes down the road and probably this off season. So who knows what that's going to entail. But I know that MLB and the Padres, you know, at the core of it all have what they think is going to be best for MLB, the Padres, and the Padres fan base. And hopefully more Padres fans than ever have access to these broadcasts so they can enjoy this ball club. The numbers that I'm hearing is what it's gone from 1 million households up to like 3.2 million households now have access to baseball, and there's not going to be more blackouts and everything. So Hopefully this ends up being a positive for Padres fans that want to watch it. And I'm hoping for the industry as well in terms of the demographics of what fans are watching, because the more you can stream it and the more you can get it into the hands of a younger generation and make it accessible to them, I think the better. So, you know, we'll see what all these changes mean, guys. We're doing the best we can to try to transition it, and hopefully Padre fans are still enjoying the product that they're seeing on their television.
I also was curious, did we ever find out, and maybe Bob does or doesn't know, but why a tall, thinner person is referred to as a drink of water? Tall drink of water. I'm sure you've been called a tall drink of water more than once in your lifetime, Bob.
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I was 13 years old, and I had a new girlfriend, and I met the mom of the girlfriend, and she's, ooh, he's a tall drink of water. I'd never heard that one before. So, I've heard it a few times ever since. So.
But we don't know why that is. What makes you a drink of water?
Like a tall glass, right?
Yeah, it could be anything in the glass. It could be a
true.
I'm hoping it's a soothing glass of a beverage that people enjoy.
People like skinny highballs for their water, and thus you're a tall drink of water.
It's not a tall drink of Kool-Aid or something. It doesn't roll off the tongue like water does. Scan, let's talk pitching. I love when we have you on to talk pitching, and I've been very impressed with our starters. I've been, you know, some guys rounding into form a little bit. You can see it with Joe Musgrove. I thought Blake Snell pitched his tail off the other night. I know three walks. I mean, you know, you take the good with the bad sometimes with Blake Snell, but that was such an excruciating game to lose. And I know Josh Hader probably feels terrible about it, but it's one of those days in the big leagues. They happen. You've probably done it before, and you just what's that like? Guy goes out, pitches his heart out. You come in out of the pen and serve it up. Is that the worst feeling?
Oh, it is the worst feeling, no question about it. I mean, those were the most heartbreaking moments for me in my career. I mean, as a starter, I gave up the good sometimes, and you feel bad because the team loses, and you put pressure on your bullpen, and you know you didn't do your job, and that's awful. But when you come in and you either give up somebody else's runs or you scuttle a win in the last inning when your teammates have worked their tail off for, you know, eight innings to get this lead and they hand it over to you, and it evaporates in your hands, and sometimes – it's through nothing that you've done wrong. You've made all your pitches, and it's just, hey, you know, things didn't work out, and I lost. Other times, you know you didn't do the job. You didn't make your pitches, or, you didn't do what was expected of you. And to Josh's credit, after the game, he stood there in front of his locker, and he said, I need to make better pitches. I walked guys. I didn't execute the pitches that I needed to. I was trying to elevate, but I wanted to get it in, and I left it out over, and the guy got a hit. So he's a totally stand-up guy. And it's not easy to do that for a lot of people, but he's a man, and he stood there, he acknowledged it, he owned it, and it is a horrible feeling because, you know, there's 25 other guys in that clubhouse that just work their tail off, and you let them down. So, but that's part of what makes great closers is not only having great stuff, and it's kind of, you know, trite, we've talked about it before, the ability to turn the page, but it's true because you got to be out there the next day and just feel like you own it. Right. I mean, you cannot beat me. You might forget yesterday. I am unbeatable today. Give me the ball. I want a one-run game. Give me the bases loaded, nobody out, a 3-0 count. I'm going to get out of this jam one way or another, and I'm going to close the door for my boys right here. And that's the attitude that you've got to have. Never, easier said than done, but
never had that mentality once. I was like, what are we up, 9? I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take the ball right here.
Well, this feels good for me. And that's what I actually wanted my last question to be about the guys who took the ball up 9 yesterday.
Yeah.
Because they pitched really well out of the bullpen. Drew Carlton and Tom Cosgrove, not names that were on my radar, Bob, even in spring training. And they pitched so well that – I'm just kind of wondering what you've seen. Are they pitching themselves into maybe some higher leverage situations, or are they having success because they've kind of been used very carefully? And, you know, you might not see that, but both of these guys have been outstanding on the big league level so far.
I agree. They've been awesome. And I didn't know what to expect much either, guys, but they've been nasty. So, and oftentimes people think, oh, it's easy coming into a 9-run game. You know, sometimes it's not. Sometimes those are tough games to pitch in, both when you're ahead and you're behind. But these guys have come in, they've shown good stuff, and I do believe that they'll start earning some other opportunities. Because as a skipper, you go out there and you see a guy making his pitches, and you see bad swings, and you see them working ahead in the count, and you see him pitching aggressively, which both of those guys have. I feel like, okay, you've earned it. You've earned the opportunity. And there's going to be opportunities, right? Because over the course of the season, you're going to use up Steve Wilson and Tim Hill and you know, Garcia and Martinez. And it's going to be a stretch where somebody else has to step up. And those guys seem ready to do it. So if I'm Bob Melvin right now, I'm feeling like, wow, I've got more depth in my bullpen than I had anticipated. And credit to those two guys for doing it, because that they could be difference makers over the course of the season. And doing a great job, guys. Keep it rolling.
He's Bob Scanlon. He's taking on a more of a starring role on the Padres.
I love it.
Telecast. We'll see him again tonight on various channels throughout San Diego and the MLB TV stream. Bob, thank you very much, as always. Appreciate it.
Guys, always great talking baseball with you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Appreciate it,
Bob
Scan.
Bob Scanlon on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.